Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the show. I'm your host, Endgamer, and let me tell you about my co-host, Mr. Yo Blazer, who is currently being held at gunpoint in a clown hotel in the middle of the desert. Some hired goons are on his case. He had what is considered by some an inappropriate relationship with the 2012 Playmate of the Year. But it's not what you think, okay? She is very popular on Twitter. He was going to get her to make a signpost supporting Zelda in the championship. That did not work out, because let me tell you, Hugh Hefner is an Undertale man all the way. So that was never going to work out. Very sad. But again, don't worry about Yo. Like I said, this literally happens to him every week. Worry about me, because here I am running the show with no safety net this week. We're bringing in two totally new voices to the show, but I'm pretty excited about these two guys, and I think we're going to do something pretty cool today. So first of all, our special guest tonight has been tearing it up in the live cast with Nick and Wiggs out on the Discord server. If you haven't checked those out yet, they're pretty cool. They happen every day, a little bit before the next contest match goes online. So say hello to the star of those shows, now making his way to the major leagues. It's Bane of Despair.
Hi, I'm Bane. I'm 23, and I like long walks on the beach and holding hands.
All right. I don't think we're going to get into much of that tonight, but we are going to hit a bunch of stats about games from 1997 playing each other on a weird contest website. Our other special guest is the current star of the actual contest. You may have seen him at the very top of the guru standings. He's currently number 2 on the entire site. I think only 2 points off of first place. Say hello to Lord of the Morons.
Hey, great to be here. I think I'm actually 3rd now, but close enough.
But your bracket has actually been...
I'm tied for second, okay.
You're tied for second, okay.
There you go.
But your bracket has actually been insane. Like I said, you're leader in eliminations for the Guru. Just today, well, in about 10 minutes from now, you're going to kill Cookie Monster.
Ooh.
A tier to see him go. Cookie Monster is, of course, the consensus picks for everyone on Board 8. The other cool thing is, aside from Undertale matches, which of course don't count, I don't know if you realize this, LLTM, but you have not missed a match in like 34 matches.
Damn.
Since your last mistake was having Galaxy beating Super Metroid, which seemed entirely reasonable.
Oh yeah, those. I think I got two wrong that day.
Oh yeah, you also had Metal Gear Solid.
Ooh,
5.
You're slipping, but not really.
Yeah.
Well. Slipping at a month ago, he was slipping. Since then, he's been doing awesome. So that's pretty cool. I just want to mention, though, if you think doing well in the brackets is important, Yo Blazer still hanging out in 5th place and only 4 points off the lead. Gone temporarily, but not forgotten. Still in a good position to maybe take home some big money this year. So go Yo.
Yeah, he's not in the Guru either, so he has a mystery bracket.
Yes, we don't really know what he has, though I think we can guess his champion. Maybe. I mean, I got a few lingering thoughts on that. all right, so another huge day. Actually, the last 2 days have been monumental. They've also kind of been doomsday for Board 8. People are not very happy with these last couple results, and that's a little sad. We're going to be getting into that, but first of all, I just want to talk about the matches that are coming up here in just a few minutes. And it's going to be Zelda Day on GameFAQs. The 3 strongest games from that series will be going at it, along with Symphony of the Night. Before we get those matches started, Bane, what are your predictions? Do you think Link to the Past is safe? And what do you think with all this Tumblr runoff? Is that going to benefit OOT, or is it actually going to hurt it? What do you think?
So, I think that Ocarina is still relatively safe. Tumblr-wise, I think it would benefit Ocarina. I don't know how much so, but we'll see. Yeah, I think I had Ocarina at like 65% for Oracle. For the next match, for Link to the Past and Majora's Mask, I have Link to the Past with like 60, which might seem a little bit high, but I really didn't like how Majora's Mask pulled off that Super Metroid thing. And Tumblr, I think, would prefer Majora's Mask from what I know of, but I, again, don't know how much that'll actually help it in the long run.
Yeah, I'm thinking along the same lines. My Oracle is 64 for OOT and then 59 for Link to the Past. But, LOTM, did you see the match picks for tomorrow on how cool Majora looks?
I did. That fierce DD mask is pretty awesome. Fortunately, I think the one thing about this is if you've played both games, you know Fierce DD Link, you know who that is, but maybe to the more casual voter, do they know that, like, that's Link?
That is an amazing pick. I didn't look at them until right now. Wow, that's a really good pick.
I mean, talk about eye-catching.
Yeah.
And then it also has, like, one of the most popular versions of Link that's ever been. But, yeah, again, it might be not like his standard look. Like, I thought his Twilight Princess match pick was like awesome and looked like Link should. And some people were actually saying OOT underperformed last round because, you know, he was child Link. I still think it's going to be fine. I think the biggest thing with these match picks is, assuming people are familiar with your game, is, you know, bright, colorful, catch the eye, kind of draw the attention, and that's definitely an advantage for Majora. So I actually lowered by a percent or two based on that.
Yeah, actually, I didn't see the match picks before. Wow. But I'm going to stick by what I have, but that's a really good pick for Majora.
And if this pick kind of talk is getting you excited, be sure to check out my series of polls by searching Advantage on Board.
Why, yes, that's how I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, there you go. Every night you get to vote and see, hey, that picture is way better, and so this game will have a slight advantage in the poll. So, LOTM, what do you think with all the runoff? In previous matches, we've had like 10 to 15,000 extra votes in the day after Undertale has a big rally, and this was the biggest rally of them all. So, with so many votes coming in from Tumblr, possibly Reddit, unusual sources like that, do you think it gives an advantage to any of these games?
Well, I think if anything, I think Ocarina of Time. I don't think many of these rally people are going to be strategically voting to take it out preemptively. I think Ocarina is probably going to get the benefit of in the first match, but in the second match, I think Majora's Mask, just by a consequence of it being a newer game and having a recent re-release, might benefit.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about the re-release factor.
Yes.
If we are talking about younger voters, which it seems to be the fan base towards, on Tumblr, that might be a slight advantage right there. So matches are just about to kick off in like a minute here. Just to give you an update on what's happening in the matches that are finishing, we were hoping to have an exciting finish here to talk about Pokemon and Undertale. Sadly, that didn't quite work out.
Not quite.
Undertale's like 51.51 percentage right now, leading by 3,600 votes, and it looks like we're going to come just short of 120,000 votes overall in the matchup. And then the other match that's finishing up is Mario 64 against Skyrim. Looks like Mario's going to end up at 61.26. And as usual, some people did decide to skip that vote, but not that many. That's going to be about 113,000 votes. So even the like non-focus of the day is going to have the most votes we've had in any poll since Draven. So that's pretty cool. All right, 20 seconds left. Everyone get ready to get those early votes in.
I am prepared.
I don't think there should be anything too weird with the early or board vote here. I think it's going to be fairly standard and consistent throughout the day. Maybe Castlevania will cut some like overnight.
Yeah.
I'll go Link
to voted.
Let's see. Ooh, Ocarina killing it. Majora's Mask. Ooh.
Majora's Mask is ahead.
Majora's Mask.
It's stable, kind of.
Oh, Majora's Mask. Ooh.
So that, 300 votes now, majority, a little over 60%, which doesn't mean a ton. This could be all the board, yeah. But let's see if it stays around there. That could mean something.
Wonder if that rally spillover idea I had was legit.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much emphasis is being placed on the match pick. Just because I had gone into this intending to go Link to the Past, and then I actually saw the pictures and I almost voted Majora.
Yeah, it's a really good pick. Who did that?
Could be playing a factor here.
Maybe Mr. Big Boss, he's done a lot of good picks I've seen throughout like the past rounds.
So let's see. Great One, who's been doing most of our picks lately, did the OOT pick, which I think is awesome. I really like that one. I mean, Majora's stealing the show today, but that's also good.
Yeah.
Alti did Castlevania, which I also like a lot. No, Ganon did.
Yeah.
Alti did Link to the Past, which is fine.
It's all right.
But definitely Majora is
the clear winner in that. Show, yeah.
So looks like the second poll is narrowing a bit, but still with a decisive advantage for Majora.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Castlevania is gaining in the other poll.
Slightly.
Up to 33%, so up a little bit. And we're now at the 1,000 vote mark, which is insanely fast. The spillover definitely has a major effect in the early, like...
Early vote.
Well, I would say like early 2-3 hours, just because a lot of these Tumblr posts, from what I've seen, are very North America-based. So it helps a lot early, and it helps a lot in the morning when people wake up and see them, but not so much during the what we generally call the dead hours.
Yeah.
So Majora tumbling a little bit, but still.
It's
actually
tumbling.
No, it was at 57, and then it shot up to 61. Oh, wait, now it's back to 57. I don't know what's going on here. I think I had a... All right, and Zelda under 66 in the other one, so... All right, we will keep an eye on those throughout the show.
Yes.
But first, let's get to the big story of the day. And let me just refresh here. 119,895. Missed it by 100. What a
so
shame.
So close.
120K would have been really cool to hit. And a final percentage of 51.52, which does make, indeed, Mass Effect 3, second strongest game. On this site.
Good gosh.
Once again.
New games are doing well.
Yeah.
I love, that series just having an incredible year.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But, all right, so let's get into it. Pokemon versus Undertale and a quick recap of what happened in the matches that just finished up. So, Pokemon got off to a hot start, as we expected it to do. It was sitting at about 67% of the vote before any rallies kicked in, which is around where I had it. I was saying like 70% last week. And the difference is it really mobilized its own fan base. So it was legitimate voters. Normal everyday voters, the same as Mario had last round. But also it got a topic that shot to the top of Reddit. The Reddit Pokemon community,
yep.
Which, as we talked about, and one of the earliest shows, is one of the larger gaming communities out there. So that was really nice for it. It was getting a lot of votes from that. And it looked like it was going to get the job done. We were talking about like 67%, and then it fell, but it was still holding like 60s, high 50s, and it... peaked, it just kept gaining all day and got over 7,500 votes advantage. And that was as of 1 p.m., so 13 hours into the poll. So it looked like Undertale was doomed. It's come back from a lot of bad situations, of course, but this was a huge difference. Even though Mass Effect 3 did have a vote of over 9,000 or a lead of over 9,000, that was a totally different situation. It didn't have the widespread support. It didn't have rallies on its side. It didn't have people excited to save it like Pokemon did. So, and that was earlier in the day. So this was later in the day. A more important lead, more votes had already come in because we're talking about being at like 65,000 votes with a 7,000 vote lead. You'd think that'd be good. And it looked really good. until finally 20 hours into the pull, Undertale made a huge run.
Yeah.
The Tumblr rallies finally caught up and kicked in, and it erased what was at that time like over 3,000 vote advantage in like an hour, a little, maybe a little more, took the lead, and then slowly pushed it out the rest of the day to win by 3.6K. It was a little bit different sequence than the other days, just in that the Tumblr rallies and stuff have always come on late, but this was super late. And I don't know if that was planned or if that was coincidence or if some people on Tumblr are maybe sick of hearing about this, because this is the fourth time now in a pretty short amount of time that they've had these kind of topics and they weren't excited to reblog it. But it got the big blogs and it went ahead and it won. And Bane, as our insider in Board 8 chat, what was the reaction throughout the day? Were people prematurely celebrating around noon thinking, yeah, Pokemon's really got this one, or were people always nervous?
It was kind of cautiously like optimistic where, oh, you know, maybe Pokemon's got this, you know, because I was following the Tumblr posts, like the two big Tumblr posts that were made. They were made fairly early on in the match and they were getting notes. So they were getting reblogs, they were getting, you know, likes. But Pokemon seemed to deal with it decently well, considering the past, like Undertale matches. So people thought like, oh, maybe Pokemon can, you know, fend this off a little bit. And then it kind of just escalated on and on. And yeah. And then, of course, all hell broke loose in the chat as on Board 8.
Even before it took the lead, we could tell from the kind of gains Undertale was making that it was pretty much a lost cause. I mean, it was a lost cause if things continued the way they were. And the hope at that point was we need to do something extra to help out Pokemon, to push it over the hump here. We already tried Reddit. Those votes were pretty well exhausted. So people started going to Twitter. People started going to Facebook, trying all different things, and none of them really worked out. One thing that was cool, we actually got Mr. Masuda, who is the director of Pokemon at Nintendo. He did retweet a link saying, vote for Pokemon today. It's up for best game ever. And that's, I mean, that should be a big deal because he has like 175,000 followers on Twitter. But it didn't get a huge amount of retweets. It didn't seem to get huge traction. But still, we were... You know, Board 8 Chad and Board 8 was doing what it could to help stave off the upset, but it just wasn't enough. LOTM, what was your what did you think of the reaction on the board and everyone's mood throughout the day?
Yeah, well, I was following this pretty closely last night. I have a pretty bad sleep schedule, so I was following this for about the first 9 hours of the match.
Oh wow.
So what Pokemon really did differently was it got up this rally on the Pokemon subreddit really quickly. It quickly rose up the page, and it was pulling in, I think, a lot of votes. But what happens due to Reddit's algorithm is as posts get older, they're penalized. So this rally was falling down the page over the course of the day. It perhaps would have done better if it had been posted later, I think, because then you would have had the increased views because America would have been awake. But they also have this no repost rule, so nobody could make another topic to kind of reinvigorate the rally. So in the meantime, I think Tumblr actually was rallying, like, you know, like they weren't doing nothing at the beginning of the match. I think they were pulling in a decent number of votes. Like, the updates were pretty high for Undertale, but Pokemon was dealing with it.
No,
but
yeah,
exactly. Then it just kicked into overdrive this afternoon, and Pokemon couldn't do anything about that. So I think the reaction on the board, like, as soon as the cuts started being made, like the 100-vote cuts, we knew what was coming, those of us that had been paying attention. And, yeah, like, it really was the focus on, can we get this retweeted, can we get the Facebook posts or whatever. Then when those few actual retweets did come in and they didn't seem to have a substantial expect. I personally thought, like, okay, this is over. I don't know if everyone had given up, but the writing was on the wall.
And let me tell you, there was one guy on Board 8 who was made quite the fool of. He made a post saying, oh, this is cool. Mario World is getting avenged by Pokemon. And then later he said, oh, over 7,000 votes. This one's over. This is really awesome. So bad on you, Sir Chris.
Oh, yes.
Foolishly not paying attention to trends. Of course, Chris is a fan of the show, and clearly he was trolling with those posts. But it was fun to call him TC and say how embarrassed he should be himself. And of course, the new users don't know that, so they all jumped on. They all jumped on him and were making fun of him. That was cool. Quick update. We now are two updates into the match, and Majora is tumbling down to 55%.
Yeah.
Still has the lead, but it seems clear this was... At this point, I would say it was Board 8 having its say, and the typical SNES dominance is going to run throughout the day, aside from... weirdness. And also, I think we were also right about the rally spillover helping. So I feel pretty confident in Link to the Past to
pull it up,
gain the rest of the day and pull this one out.
Yeah, I think Link to the Past should win, but it'll be like a narrow victory, maybe 51-52.
If I had to guess, I'd say maybe a little higher than that, but not too much.
Yeah.
And that'll make it look bad against OOT next round, but I don't think that really matters because of the weird things happening today.
Yeah,
so to put it in context in terms of Tumblr, we talked about last week, there was one like major post about the rally that ended up like 22,000 reblogs. Today there wasn't anyone that big, but there were two that got over 10,000,
yes,
plus a lot of other smaller ones. So, Tumblr was out in full force, probably to about the same extent as last time. The difference was Reddit had more of a say, and probably Twitter had more of a say in this one. So instead of 60,000 votes like last round, an additional 80,000 votes were brought in today, and that proved to be just enough to get it done. In terms of Board 8 activity, it was an even bigger day than our previous rallies. Well, also Melee plays a part in that because that was a wild day in itself. But we got over 700 topics and 40,000 posts for the first time in 2-3 years here since the whole Draven fiascos. So that was cool. Going back to my whole strategy that I came up with last episode, remember we were talking about backfire rate? And so the basic math from last week was about 40,000 people vote every day. Those will be considered like the inside voters. And then outside voters, out of them, 29% of them supported Mario World last round. And I said, Pokemon's going to do better than that. It'll get more people from Tumblr and Reddit who support it. It'll be able to rally better on its own. So out of these additional voters, it's going to be more like 40%. And I said, that is enough that I give Pokemon a good chance to win this. Well, if we actually look at the numbers, the backfire rate ended up at 39%.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was very close, but Pokemon couldn't quite do it, and that could have made the difference here. Because I really feel like we were seeing the Undertale rally at its full strength today. Like during those 3-4 hour chunk when it was really kicking it in. I don't think it could have gone much harder than that. I think it kind of hit its ceiling as far as what Tumblr can do. And I thought it could be enough, but it just wasn't quite there. And 80,000 votes extra was just enough to sink it.
Yes.
That was a little bit sad. Bane, anything else on the big rally today that you wanted to touch on before we move on?
I think we about covered it all in terms of Pokemon and Undertale. Like you said, how you went over the Tumblr, they're the two big ones. And there are like a dozen little ones I was going all over the Undertale tag. And they were getting like, some of them were still getting like hundreds of notes, which I mean is small in terms of like the other two, but that could still, you know, do stuff. So it's interesting.
Even if you only get 100 notes, though, if one of those guys who reblogs it happens to have a huge following of his own, you can still get out to a lot of eyeballs and get people's attention. Now, probably a lot of these people follow a bunch of Undertale people, so you know they were seeing it multiple times. But even so, it can make a quite a difference,
yeah,
as we have seen in some other matches. There are three people I need to take to task today, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I have talked in the past that the number one topic that I check during contests is not even the show topic. I mean, I'm in the show topic all the time. We have good discussion in there. It's fun. I try to respond to our listeners as much as I can. But the one that I check every day, like before every match, is the analysis crew topic that Master Moltok
has. Ah, yes.
And... let me read you the analysis from our experts yesterday. First of all, Tranny, one of my all-time favorite Board 8 users. His analysis was two words, Undertale wins, and his prediction was Undertale with 52.45%. And then number two or three fan of the show in the entire world, Leon, another guy I love, his analysis was M-E-H, period. His vote was who cares.
Meh.
And his prediction was Undertale with 60.6% of the vote. And then Kleenex did do like a full write-up. I don't want to bash him for that. But what Kleenex says is a lot of people have been doing a lot of mental gymnastics in an attempt to convince themselves that Pokemon has a shot here and doesn't get rolled by Undertale. That's fine, I suppose, but they're wrong. Undertale with 55%. So they all overshot it. And I guess my point would be, I mean, a lot of people on Board 8 are really down on these rallies, and they say, all our analysis doesn't matter. There's nothing to talk about. It either gets a rally or it doesn't. And that's mostly true. But I do think this day specifically, there was something to talk about in terms of... how wide-reaching was Undertale's appeal, really? You're going to be getting to thousands of eyeballs, but people love Pokemon. Pokemon's hugely nostalgic, and it was going to be getting a lot of those votes, even that you wouldn't expect. I felt like if these had been the write-ups for Draven matches, I think that would be more reasonable. But today, I think there was a lot more to say about this, and I'm glad all those guys have kind of... doubled back on these takes and said, okay, yeah, there was more to say and we didn't give Pokemon enough credit, blah, blah, blah. But even so, I'm waving my finger at them today because it ended up being a lot better match than we thought. It's just a shame.
Oh, yeah.
The final 3-4 hours, things really turned around.
Yeah, no, it was
LTM, any... Oh, Bane, what was that?
It was because people are saying, like, Pokemon was kind of the final stopping block before Ocarina of Time. Because Super Mario 64, you know, it's a beloved game, but it's not going to have the fan base or reach, or even, you know, Final Fantasy VII, whatever. It's not going to have what Pokemon can have with Reddit, or just how reaching, how it can intersect with the Undertale fandom. And even though it didn't win, I still think it also did have, like, the best shot until the final. Yeah. So
giving it credit, like KP set it up for us last week, it was the Tiananmen Square Tank Man. It did stand in the way of this huge army and held them off for 20 hours. So it was a great job. It was a fun day. It was more fun than yesterday, I'll tell you that much. LLTM, before we get into that, anything, any last thoughts on how well Pokemon tried to fight it off?
I think, well, Pokemon, like, while, yes, they were right that ultimately Pokemon couldn't do it, I think if a few things had kind of gone our way, like, say, the Pokemon subreddit was willing to allow reposts or something, I think, like, it was within striking range. So I guess that gives me a little bit of hope for the finals. Like, not too much hope, I guess, but... You know, Pokemon put up a really good showing, and I'm happy for that, at least.
Yes. And, well, I will say another problem that started to occur was that people wouldn't want to vote for Pokemon because it was red, blue, yellow, and they don't like Gen 1 with all of its inconsistencies and all of that, which is interesting.
Yeah. I saw those and I was just kind of baffled. I mean, yeah. I guess, like, it makes sense because this is the hardcore Pokemon fandom, but, yeah. Like, there was this image that was floating around that was like, these are all of the problems with Pokemon Gen 1. And I think, like, I looked at them and, like, one of them was a thing I had, like, actually encountered in playing the game. And it was like, oh, you know, it's a glitchy mess. It's like, well, the only glitch I remember is missing no, and that made the game better. So I think, like, a lot of those, like, concerns were overblown. I mean, it's true. These people might think that if it were, like, saying, okay, I'm not going to vote for Gen 1, they might have liked Undertale better, and that's fine. But I guess I was kind of a little bit disappointed that people were saying, like, okay, no, red, blue, yellow, terrible game. Future Pokemon generations were, like, strictly superior. Bum me out a little bit as a person that has, like, a lot of nostalgia for this first and second generation of Pokemon.
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into those comments because basically there you're hitting, like, the peak of the Pokemon fandom, and those people are going to be extra critical and be like, yeah, it was fun, but... actually it improved this way and this way and this way in the following generations. Whereas 95% of your voter base will just be like, that was the coolest thing ever in middle school.
Oh, well, yes.
I still have so many good memories about that. I got my cards. I love the show. I love the games. I love trading. And so I'm just going to support it. Yeah. So it maybe hurt, but it would be like a tiny little fraction. It was still, way stronger than any other, like, even the better, so-called better Pokemon would have been
in the same situation. And although I will say, like, their concerns aren't totally wrong. Like, even, like, I know, like, let's say Steiner, he doesn't like red, blue, yellow because of all that. And, you know, he says it's the worst Pokemon game, but it would still be a good game. It's just the worst Pokemon game. But you would think that a Pokemon fan would vote just because, like, to help represent the series, kind of. I don't know. But again, also, it probably didn't affect it that much in the long run.
But
so, I mean, some people, I'm sure, do think that way, and they did, in fact, go Undertale instead. But I really feel like those are people that, you know, actually played Undertale. Like, the little bit of overlap. I mean, it's probably not tiny overlap, but, you know, the overlap that did exist there, the people, like, really played Undertale, finished it, and really loved it. Well, they're going to be a little more picky, you know, and they'll have an excuse to not vote Pokemon. So I wouldn't say it was that big of a deal. But let's get into 24 hours ago. And the start of this match was basically Board 8 heaven. It was really cool at the start, like the first half hour. And let me tell you what was happening. It was Melee against Chrono Trigger and then the long destined fight between Final Fantasy VII and VI, which people were excited because VI did actually beat VII head-to-head in a poll last year across the whole website. So people were giving that a chance. They're saying SNES is looking really good this year. Chrono Trigger has been the story of the contest outside of rallying. And it's going to kill Melee and look in good position. And all that stuff came true at the start of this match. Final Fantasy VII was struggling with like 54-55% only, and Chrono Trigger was dominating Melee, had over 60% of the vote. It looked like VI was going to come up short, but it would be reasonable enough to say CT is actually the even stronger SNES classic RPG. So it's going to get the job done next round. And it looked like we were going to have a real cool fight. And then,
someone
went out to the Smash Boards and the Smash Bros. Reddit, which we talked about is one of the bigger gaming communities, and started getting people going, started getting Twitter going, and the hardcore fans of this game, they really stepped in, and they helped Melee out, and I didn't think it was possible, but they actually reversed that 60-40 result. Now, to be fair, Chrono Trigger always starts out strong, and Final Fantasy VII always starts out weak, so it was going to move and become more of like a hard thing for CT to overcome regardless, but the rally just destroyed it. Bane, you were watching this closely in Board 8
yes,
chat.
Yes, that was...
Who is the man who betrayed us to get Melee this win? Do you know?
Well, it was fun to watch this because in the live cast in the chat, because it's like going like the first half an hour, holy shit, you know, Chrono Trigger is killing it. And then you start noticing, oh wait, it's getting stalled. Let's search out for what's happening. Someone finds a Melee Reddit topic and everyone's like, oh, is this going to do something? Next update, it starts cutting like it was a 40 vote cut. Another update, 100 vote cut. Oh shit. So that was interesting to watch.
And of course you were in there with CT superfan Nick, right? You guys, in the live cast. So his reactions couldn't have been too good.
Yeah, he became Sad Nick. And it's like Sad Nick's not fun because he doesn't get angry, he just gets depressed.
Aw. So he's not Exla and
Oh
Lecto.
No.
Those guys just kick it up a notch.
Exla wasn't happy about it either, actually.
Exla, I popped my head in for a little bit and just long enough to hear Exla say, "This is the worst day of my life."
Yes.
He was like, if I had a gun and one bullet and I was in the room with Hitler and Mussolini and Pol Pot, I would shoot the guy who started this rally.
Yes, yes.
So that was
variations of that, so, yes.
Yeah, a lot of that going around, which very funny, very entertaining, but he is a crazy person. So in terms of how this one went, the biggest lead was 802 votes for Chrono Trigger. That was 50 minutes into the match. And then it lost like a little bit here and there, but it still looked fine. It was just kind of getting stalled. But then huge cuts started coming in like towards 130.
Yeah.
So that it ended up, let's see, when did it lose the lead? Then it pretty much stalled
around
overnight,
like
which makes
two.
Sense. Yeah, and then it finally lost the lead and kind of fell apart from there. Melee ended up winning, not in dominating fashion, but by a little over 1,000 votes. LOTM, what was your sense of how this went on the board and people's reactions and stuff?
I mean, people were very upset. I think somebody mentioned that like it felt almost worse than Undertale because it was like a betrayal. Melee is a legit game. It has its own strength. And of course, Chrono Trigger was like the star of the contest. People were not happy. So.
And it's a little weird because the Board 8 favorite in our brackets was Melee, actually, here.
Yeah.
Because we had no idea how crazy the SNES was going to be this year. And Melee's always been one of our favorite games. Like, it's won board-wide contests before, like, best game kind of thing. So you would think we would be fine with someone rallying for it. But, yeah, basically anyone, the Leons of the world, and well, Nick had a personal investment. But the guys who have followed it before, like the show fan types, or into the stats, were pretty depressed about this, and really, I can't blame them. Because it did look like CT was going to
dominate,
have a great run and maybe challenge some of these other games, but instead, that's going to be up to Melee. And Nick did come through on his promise from earlier episodes. You know, he does have the big Facebook group for CT. He did his best to rally them. And I think it helped. I mean, this was a hugely popular match. We're talking 73,000 votes. So almost double what normal matches have been getting throughout the contest. So definitely CT was making its own push,
yeah.
But it couldn't quite match up. The thing that surprised me about this, I mean, we knew Melee was popular. It got like 250,000 people watched the Smash Brothers finals at Evo last year, the pro 1v1 tournament. So it has its fans, but what surprised me about this is like a lot of the top players of the game, the top Smash fighters started tweeting for this. I know like Mewtwo King did, and a couple other players. Like one of them had over 30,000 fans on Twitter, like followers, which is weird to me that you can be that big of a celebrity in what I still thought of as more like an underground scene. The Smash Brothers fighting scene, but regardless, that helped to get a lot of momentum, and it was enough to get the job done.
Yep.
Here's my question, Bane. Where was this support against Brawl in Game of the Decade? Here we were so hyped. It was the ultimate matchup. Everyone was so excited. And no, Brawl goes and wins, and Melee zero support from anyone. All it needed was like a tenth of what it got today. And it could have turned that result around and maybe won the whole contest. What the heck, Bane?
5 years can change people. You know, it's a crazy world.
It can change people, and it definitely has changed the internet.
Yes. Social media, just in general, yes.
We're in a whole different age. I mean, we have tried in the past Twitter rallies and stuff, and they had some effect, but... yeah, we're in a whole,
yes.
Whole different
world. We're living in the database.
More or less, yes. So, a little bit sad. LOTM, I mean, it saved your bracket, but even so, you must have been a little bit upset to see it go down this way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of Melee, but Chrono Trigger is definitely a game I like more, and it was just like, you know, it's amazing to see how well it had been doing. I think, to tell you the truth, it's probably not going to end up helping my bracket, because it's probably going to cause Final Fantasy VII to lose as well. But, yeah, like, more than the bracket, like, it was just, it was a depressing result to see. Like, Chrono Trigger was really, like, it was the plucky underdog of this contest.
And it's just sad because it ties into Chrono, the character, and the game's history.
Oh, yeah.
Always coming up a little bit short in these, and that used to make sense, because it'd be like, yeah... you know, Mario would beat him, and it'd be like, well, you know, he's an icon, and the overall voter base for GameFAQs was growing. So it's like, as it becomes more casual and less like focused on the 90s RPGs that this site kind of grew up with, it makes sense that Mario and Link get stronger with that. But here, it really didn't make sense. Chrono had everything in his favor, had been looking so good throughout the year, and Melee had not looked good. I think it ended at 55% against Kingdom Hearts, which that series has some strength. You know, it's not a pushover of a game, but it needed to win by a lot more than that to have a chance against CT.
Yeah.
So let's get into the numbers on it. We made CT a heavy favorite on the board. In the Oracle, we only had Melee getting like 41% of the vote. Instead, it got a little under 51. This was a big win for the board in terms of our brackets, like I talked about. Only 19% of the site had Melee winning this one, compared to over 50% of board 8.
Yeah.
So you'd think a huge win like that, we'd be excited, but we absolutely were not. We were pretty upset. Meanwhile, and I don't know how much the 30-ish thousand extra votes affected this, but Final Fantasy VII went on to have a really good day after its bad start. Pushed it up just a little bit over 60% of the vote.
Yeah.
And we only predicted it at 56. because of how good 6 had looked and SNES overall. So it outdid our expectations. But that leads into the next point. Bane, what do you think? I mean, I get the feeling that this Melee rally, this extra fan base is going to be there against Final Fantasy VII. Now, if it only pulls in as many votes as it did against Chrono Trigger, I don't think that's quite enough. But here's the catch. I feel like Final Fantasy VII is so much easier to rally against.
Oh, definitely.
It's considered such the GameFAQs game, and it has this reputation of always winning, whereas CT is like an old underdog nostalgia kind of game. I feel like now the fan base for Melee isn't going to be as like single-minded and consistent as Undertale, but it can tap into some of that same anti-GameFAQs, let's screw up their contest kind of thing, and Melee over FF7 would do that. So what do you think? Should Melee actually be the favorite next round?
I think right now it probably most people might consider it to be, but there are ways to stop. Like if it's coming solely from Reddit, there are ways to kind of help prevent that with like downvoting, and if it gets enough downvotes early enough, it can't make an impact. And it'll be interesting to see. I think 7 still has a chance, most definitely, and people will definitely fight to give it as much of a chance. But I think Melee still probably, after all that, is considered like a favorite.
Well, LTM, I was sadly eliminated in the Guru by Team Rocket Elite, who's having an incredible year. If I was going to get killed by anyone, I'm glad it was him at least. So I can't win it all, but I can still finish big in the money because I actually have Melee pulling this upset in my bracket.
Oh.
So this would be huge. Yeah, so this would actually be huge for me if it does happen. And Bane talked about ways that we could like fight against the rally. But my problem there is like we try to fight against the rally to help out Chrono Trigger and to help out Pokemon and to kill Undertale. I don't feel as much of Board 8 would be crazy to save Final Fantasy VII. I mean, obviously Extha and some other guys love the game more than anything, and they will be motivated. But I think otherwise, we've always loved Smash Brothers, and we wouldn't really be that upset to see it rally for a win here. So I don't think we'll be as motivated. So LOTM, what do you think? Should I be feeling good about my bracket? Should Melee be the favorite?
I think you should be feeling pretty good about that particular pick. Because the other thing to consider is that this is going to be happening the same time as Undertale's next match against Super Mario 64, another Nintendo game. And in fact, because Melee is, another Nintendo game, I'm not sure exactly which way the Undertale vote is going to go, but if I had to guess, I'd say Melee. Don't think it's going to be like a 60-40 split like you might see on GameFAQs for Final Fantasy VII. So I think there'll be three games here getting rallied. I mean, maybe Final Fantasy VII will try, but I don't think it'll get much traction. You're going to have three rallies here, and I think Final Fantasy VII is going to be the one being left in the dust in that crossfire.
Yeah, and that's the part that I hadn't even considered before. We talked about it a little bit pre-show, and I finally thought about it, but we've been doing our own rallying with our beloved Master of Contests, SB Allen, to say, SB, please let this next round have its own matches every day. So the Melee, Undertale, the Zelda Showdown, and then Metal Gear Solid against maybe Resident Evil 4. Let each of those have their own days. As it is, he's combining them. So Melee and Undertale, and then Zelda and MGS would be on the same days. And then finally, the next round, like Undertale against Melee or FF7, gets its own full day. But so far, he has not relented. He's keeping them pushed together. And Bane, now, I don't think Undertale is going to need 80,000 outside votes like it had today combined with Melee. Because even if Mario 64 is stronger than Mario World, which is what I initially thought and I still think, It's still going to win easily, and there's not going to be a need to do that kind of rally. But even if it's only 50,000 or 60,000, what's your take on it? Do you think all those extra voters would side more with Smash Brothers, or would they go more toward the fellow JRPG in FF7?
I want to say I would say Melee gets favored in that because of all, you know, there's Mario, there's Link, there's, you know, Samus because she's, you know, a female protagonist and Tumblr loves those. There's just so much, you know, individual characters and, you know, putting them in one game, of course, has always been an appeal. So that'll attract more than, while Final Fantasy VII, there are dedicated Final Fantasy sects in Tumblr. And especially, you know, for 7 being one of the most popular, I think Melee still is favored out of the two when it comes to Tumblr. But we shall see.
My take on it is the Tumblr fans that were coming in against Mass Effect 3, I felt like were generally 90% of them just loved Undertale. And they think this game is underrated. More people need to hear about it. I'm going to support it. You'll get further in this contest. More people will get to play it and they'll enjoy it, which is totally fine. And I just wish those voters would stick around a little more than they did.
I've talked about that in past episodes.
But regardless, that is totally fine with me. But I feel like as we've moved on, that fan base wouldn't have been enough against Fallout. And so they had to expand it larger, and they had to go a little bit negative with their campaign, to put it in political terms, and start saying these game facts people live in the past, they're really out of touch, they always vote Zelda and all this, and we can really screw up their contest by voting Undertale, this new game that none of them have played, and they'll get all upset and they'll be salty. And thankfully I'm not hearing any butthurt kind of terms this year.
Yeah.
But these Tumblr folks and Reddit folks are really into salt, I'll tell you that much. I see a lot of salt on the board. So that's kind of what it's morphed into. And I feel like now it's like half and half. Like half are in the same kind of base as Draven was, which is, let's screw up their contest, this will be fun, look at this reaction. And half are like, no, Undertale's like really fun and people should just play.
Yeah.
So those salt people, I think those salt people go Melee. Because, again, Final Fantasy VII has always been considered super strong on game facts and with good reason. And it's like this old game. It's so in the past. They're out of touch. Let's wake them up and shake up their contest and do this new thing. LOTM, do you think I'm on the right track there, or would you disagree?
I think that's possible. I don't know, like, what the breakdown is in the, like, rally sub-community, with how many of them are doing it because they love the game, how many of them are doing it to make game facts salty. In fact, I think a large contingent of them are probably people that are just, like, they see someone they're following post a link and are like, sure, okay. But I did notice when I was following the last match, there's another community of Undertale followers on Reddit. And the subreddit, I think, was keeping the rally afloat against Super Mario World before the Tumblr rallies really kicked off last match. And they actually were pretty tired of the, you know, like, look at how salty GameFAQ is. I actually saw almost all of the rally threads were being downvoted. People were like, we're tired of this. We don't want every post here to be about how salty Board 8 is. And eventually one thread did rise up and basically function as a pseudo rally that was basically like, you know, hey, even if whether we win or lose, let's not really get so negative. So I think, you know, to some extent, they may be getting tired of the novelty of, like, haha, look at game facts, which, as you saw last contest, the League of Legends subreddit was very much not tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I overestimated there in saying 50-50, but I do think a large part of their contingent is the salt lovers, yeah, the drama lovers, and I think those guys go melee large enough to do it. And then melee, of course, has its own, it has its own strength, which is probably 60-40-ish against Final Fantasy VII. Plus, it has its own counter rallies, and if they get the pro players involved again and all that, it'll have a good base of its own. So yeah, those, even though the Undertale match, I don't think it is going to be especially close, it still could be, probably not at the level of today, but it still could be like 100,000 vote kind of territory, just because we are going to have three different games like fighting it out, which we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Good thing or what?
If that would have been the other match today, Pokemon might have taken it.
If they had been combined into one, I do feel like, yeah, it's Nintendo fans. They love playing as Pikachu and the other Pokemon. They're very familiar with the series. That could have
swayed some things, yeah.
Could have done enough to do the, you know, the 1% change that it needed to get it done. Let's take one more minute just to talk about Final Fantasy VII has had a huge year, not only on our site and in these contests, but it had Cloud getting into the Smash Brothers series, and now it had another big announcement. And props to Tranny for actually calling this correctly. He said Square promised that we would get a big update on Final Fantasy VII Remake. And he said it'll either happen at the Sony press conference or it'll happen at the Game Awards. And either way, it'll be like a day or two before the match against Final Fantasy VI. And he was exactly right, because we got a full gameplay trailer for this game, showing the updated graphics and the updated battle system and all that kind of stuff. And it has been a huge hit, over 2.5 million views for the main trailer on YouTube, and very positive reaction there. A lot of people are excited about it. Bane, do you think that really matters? Well, first of all, let's get your guys' reaction. Are you fans of FF7, and did you love what you saw in the trailer? Bane, you can start us off.
7, I think, is a great game. It's lower probably on my Final Fantasy ranking than some other people, but I still think it's, you know, a great game and deserving of a lot of praise. And the trailer did get me excited. I was on the more positive note for it, yes.
LLTM, what'd you think? Were you like pretty hyped up with that trailer?
Yeah, I'm a bit embarrassed to admit that I have not ever completed Final Fantasy VII. I've started it about five times and never gotten to the end of disc one for various reasons. Ooh. The latest time because my discs were scratched. I have played the section that this trailer was focusing on in Midgar.
Well, that's good.
So I recognized all of that. I was pretty excited. I think it looked great. Cloud with his Buster Sword. Barrett looks great. And I think it's looking like it's probably going to be pretty good. I don't think they really are going to have botched it after all of this time. So I'm pretty excited.
Well, that'll be great for you. I mean, I don't know if the graphics, old graphics bothered you, but certainly the broken disc bothered you, and you won't have to worry about that anymore. So you could finally play through it. Now, one thing we did hear later in the week is that it's going to be split up into chunks. It's going to be episodic. We don't know how many episodes. We don't know how much they're going to cost. We don't know the date. So there's a bunch of details missing. But the important thing is it looks really cool. My favorite thing from the trailer is Cloud slowly sneaking through like small tunnels with the sword the size of a tank.
Yes.
holding a gigantic sword, but he's got to sneak through this little tunnel to get out to the train. That was pretty funny. But regardless, the internet is excited about it. People are hyped up, so it's a point in FF7's favor. But even with all those million views and people liking it and liking Cloud and Smash, I don't think that makes as much of a difference as the advantages that Melee has. So I would say if this was a straight up poll all by itself, like we're trying to get SB to do, I would still favor FF7 by just a tiny bit from its natural strength. And I don't know if Melee definitely can rally more than it did last round, but I don't think it's Undertale where it's like you can set your watch to it. I think it's a little bit more haphazard. So normally I'd go FF7, but with the Undertale factor in there, I'm going to actually agree with you guys and favor Melee. I still think it could go either way. It'll depend on the rallies. It'll depend on Tumblr's breakdown, but that should be pretty fun to watch. More fun to watch is when actual games are playing on their own game fact strength versus bringing in all these other factors. But even so, it should be a kind of a really cool day on the board. Lots of activity again.
It's going to be interesting, yes.
All right, so that is enough about the big rallies. And now we can talk about the more normal results from the last week. And the biggest story outside of Chrono Trigger and its assassination was the Metroid series. Within 72 hours, I thought these were two of the all-time heartbreakers, if you're a big fan of this series, because they both looked really good and neither one quite worked out. The first one we talked about at the start of our last episode of the show, that was Skyrim against Prime. Prime had an early lead, 53% of the vote, and it built that lead up to 450 votes. Was looking good, but it seems as though a lot of that was Tumblr rolling over into the next match because we were coming right off of the Mario World match. And that might have helped because Skyrim slowly, consistently cut down the rest of the day to end up winning that with just a little over 50%. So really could have gone either way. And then the other match was Super Metroid, which had been right there with Chrono Trigger in terms of stars of the contest, just blowing us away. But we didn't give it a very good chance against Majora. The standard pick on the board was Majora with like 57%. And instead, Metroid made it. This was maybe the best match of the whole contest, in my opinion. Within 500, both had a lead. They fought back and forth. Metroid got up to over 300 vote lead, but wasn't quite enough. Majora snuck through and won it by just a few hundred in the end. So, Bane, how would you explain this? Because Metroid had not wowed us in the past. It struggled with Super Mario Kart back in 2009 and struggled with Half-Life 2 in Game of the Decade. And now it's a world-beating series that had two great matches. What do you think is there an explanation for how Metroid is doing so well these days?
Well, Super Metroid, you know, probably gets a boost from SNES facts from this contest. I think that's a key term for this contest. And Metroid Prime, I mean, a lot of people still highly regard that game, but also at the same time, I don't think it was in like many strong matches previously in this contest. It didn't have to go against a big powerhouse, so to speak. I'm actually surprised that Skyrim pulled it off. I thought Skyrim was dead in the water after like round one. I had Skyrim going to the divisional finals after how poor it looked. I thought it was dead. So I was shocked, but it, like you said, it managed to sneak through.
Yeah, and both of them were, well, not the funnest matches, because I would have loved to see Metroid win either of those. That would have been cool, but just seeing an old-fashioned decided on the board, it was kind of like throwback to one of my favorite matches ever, which was Link to the Past against Chrono Trigger. Still the gold standard for me in terms of wire-to-wire, just back and forth, and never know who's going to have the lead. No huge trends. And that's what we got, especially in the Majora match.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved that match. I thought that was a really good match.
LLTM, what did you think about these? Were you as amazed as the rest of us that it hung in there and really made a huge fight of it?
Yeah, I guess less. I thought the ahead of time that the Prime Skyrim match might be close, but I was not expecting Super Metroid to hang in there against Majora's Mask, and I was following the match at the beginning again for Super Metroid, and I was actually keeping track of the lead changes. There were 16 lead changes over the course of the day, and four updates where it was tied.
20 big swings. And I can't even remember the last time we had one of those.
Yeah.
It would probably be one of those 12-hour game of the decade matches, like, well, they weren't especially memorable. Like, Fable had that close one.
Yeah, I think somebody brought that up, and I counted that one actually had 20 lead changes, but it had no ties, so.
Yep, so basically the same. And then, what was that one? Dead Rising against The World Ends With You? Is that what that match was? Again, I mean, these are totally different things because it's like some of the lower fodder, like it was, I think, Team Fortress 2 against Fable. And we saw neither of those games would have done anything this year. And same with Dead Rising. So, like, that is just like, yeah, no one really cares about these and the votes aren't high. And here it was like the whole site was really watching and closely rooting for another one and could be, you know, like top 10 kind of games on this site. So that was fun.
Yeah.
In terms of what we thought was going to happen, we did think Skyrim Prime would be close. The favorite was actually Prime in like maybe the closest Oracle ever. 50.03 was what we had Prime winning that one. But the Super Metroid match did shock us. Like I said, 57%, so we missed that by 6%. So really good showing for the series and should look good in the X stats, except for that rallies are totally blowing those out of the water.
Yes.
There's only one reliable thing in the X stats to take away from this year, and that is, of course, Mass Effect, number 2 series on the site.
Yep.
Behind the Undertale series of one game.
That's the most reliable stat.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that was cool. Now let's talk about tomorrow. So 23 hours from now, we're going to get into two pretty interesting matches.
Yeah.
One of them is going to be Mario RPG against Resident Evil 4. And the other one is the long-destined Metal Gear Solid Showdown. We've expected this a lot of times in the past, and Shadow of the Colossus has ruined it for us, but not this year, because the original game in the series did get the job done. So let's go over those results from last round. First of all, we had Shadow of the Colossus, which we talked about last week. I gave a real chance at pulling off the upset, and I looked pretty good in making that pick, because it was a close one. But MGS got the job done, 53% of the vote, to move on. The weird match that was the game I have bragged up for a long time, Mass Effect 2. You know, I put it up there. I never thought it would be as big as Skyrim. I still had Skyrim as like the biggest WRPG, but its placement in the bracket was, I thought, ideal. Because I did think MGS was going to take a step back in terms of, it's always been good like in multi-way pulls, but in 1v1. It's not been so hot, so I said Mass Effect 2, that's a good upset. It can get the job done. If it can beat MGS 3, it can beat 1 and 2, whatever gets through. That did not work out. We had this as super close in the Oracle, yes. Under 51% for Snake Eater, and instead it went to MGS 3 with over 60% of the vote. Really weird. So first of all, let's talk about that match, because Bane, let me tell you something. I blame Undertale, first of all.
Oh.
I don't know how, but it totally swung this. And number two, what was going on in that match pick? I was furious. Bane, did I have a right to be?
Every update, I couldn't believe it. I counted Metal Gear Solid 3 out so early on from how shit it performed earlier in this contest. I have it going to the semifinals, and I'm like, oh, my bracket's, you know, my bracket's been dumb, but this is even worse for my bracket. This is ridiculous. And then that match happened, and I was like, where is this coming from? I had no idea. It was insane.
And do you have any explanation aside from the obviously unfavorable match pick?
I couldn't even think about where it was coming from, honestly. The match pick But that's not a huge factor, but it did have the best match pick out of those four. That's one thing I will say. So, yes. I don't know. I really don't know.
So just to recap, MGS 3, 69% against Mother 3, which was never even released in this country officially. And then it only got 52% on Bioshock. Now, is Bioshock suddenly a world beater? We talked at length about how these first-person shooters and these modern games have been really underperforming, and it just makes no sense for Bioshock to all of a sudden be super strong. So, LOTM, I guess what some people say is, because Mass Effect and StarCraft were like going at it that day, and it did bring in some outside voters, and ME2 did get a push at the end to win that. So maybe all those people were going Bioshock and dragging MGS3's percentage down all day. I mean, which we did see. It did fall from, I think it was more like 56.
Yeah.
And it fell down to 52. But even so, come on, there's got to be a limit to how strong Bioshock could be. So how do you explain this 60% beating?
Yeah, I think the Bioshock thing, that had to become closer because of the rallies. But yeah, like you're saying, it doesn't explain this much of a gap between Solid 2, given what we've seen in this contest with Metal Gear Solid disappointing, like, at every turn.
Yeah.
And Mass Effect 2. And I don't know, like, I'm thinking maybe, like, Metal Gear is less nostalgic for people and new games hold up better against it or something. We saw, like, Earthbound looked pretty good against Metal Gear Solid 1. So, yeah. I don't know. It's really just kind of baffling to, like, look at these Metal Gear Solid 3 matches side to side. I will tell you that Destiny looks terrible right now.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and we I mean, I didn't think that because I didn't realize that the reaction to it had been that negative. I knew it was negative at the front, but I thought it kind of turned it around. But too late for GameFAQs voters, which is fine. That makes sense and all. But here's my point. Let's look at what Mass Effect did in this contest. Knocked out Super Mario Galaxy 2. With 51% of the vote. Granted, the Galaxy games took a step back this year, but even so, that was a really nice win for it. And then it held Smash 4 under 55% of the vote. Now, Smash 4 was not at Melee's level, and it didn't get the benefit of a rally and all that. But even so, I mean, Brawl beat Melee head-to-head. Smash 4, the Wii U is obviously down on this site. So it was not going to be at that Brawl kind of level. But even so, this is a really strong series and a decently strong game. And Mass Effect looked really good there. And then beating StarCraft, well, it was close. But with how nostalgic people have been going for these games, especially from the late 90s. And the other thing is, we've lost so many voters in the last 7 years that trends have been kind of returning to the way we saw them in like 2004, 2005. And StarCraft obviously was very strong that year. It made a huge run through Division 128. So I don't think StarCraft was super duper weak this year either. So yeah, this result is just weird and really disheartening for me personally. But enough about that. Let's talk about the coming match here. Everyone had assumed Metal Gear Solid 1, the original, it's older, it has more nostalgia. If there's going to be same fan base factor, it would swing in its favor. But I think you'd have to say 3, just based on the percentages, looked way better last round. So, Bane, which one should people be going with? 3 or 1 in their battle brackets and stuff?
So, like I said before, Metal Gear Solid 3 is in my semifinals. I don't know if that one match with Mass Effect 2, like, could have been just a fluke and just because the trend was that it was doing shit, and now that it's going against its, like, something in its own series, like, originally I want to say, like, oh yeah, given that past result, like, Metal Gear Solid 3, but I could also see Metal Gear Solid definitely making a fight out of it because it's an original and it hasn't looked completely terrible. Like, it hasn't looked good, but it looked better than what Metal Gear Solid 3 was doing earlier on. So we have to see if it goes back to that or not, or if Metal Gear Solid 3 can just continue this I don't know what support. So I want to say Metal Gear Solid 3, but I'm not confident on it.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. 3 definitely looked better last round, but it had looked worse every other round. So it's like, what do you put more stock in? I favor MGS1 in terms of the same fan base appeal, but maybe 3 just has more natural strength that it can actually do it. I don't know. I'm really torn on this one. Clearly, I don't have a good feel for it. But the whole MGS series has not made sense the entire year. It's flopping left and right, and then it puts up big numbers out of nowhere. So I guess I'll lean slightly toward 1, but not with any kind of confidence. And I would say it's one of those, if you have a big streak going in battle brackets, I would say bank it here, save your points, because it feels like a real coin flip to me. LTM, do you agree?
Yeah, I think I have to give the edge to 1. You know, I guess the theme of this contest has been that the old game wins, so maybe use that as a tiebreaker. The results are not clear. They're inconsistent from round to round, given our knowledge of the strengths of these games. So I think you just have to go with your gut on this one, or like you said, bank in a battle bracket situation.
I'd say it's close enough where you should be doing a search on the boards for advantage and look up the match picks for this one. Because
yes.
It's if 3 gets another amazing looking picture, and actually MGS, like the picture last round almost looked like normal Metal Gear, like NES Metal Gear kind of thing. It wasn't even noticeably of a modern generation or a more modern generation of games. So if something like that happens, I could actually see favoring 3 here. But for now, all things being equal, I'll slightly favor 1. But let's talk about the other match of that same day, which again will be like 23 hours from now. Mario RPG. Leon has jokingly, I don't know if it's even how much a joke it is anymore, he's called this the strongest Mario game.
Huh.
I still think 64 has an advantage, but it looked really good. 61% on Chrono Cross. We only expected it to do like 56. So a strong overperformance there. Meanwhile, Resident Evil 4 disappointed us against MGS2. Only 54% of the vote. We thought it would do a percent or two higher there. So I guess the one thing we do know is we've always thought Mario RPG would be stronger than Paper Mario. But Paper Mario did play RE4 earlier, and RE4 won pretty easily, like 57% of the vote. However, since then, the whole SNES console has been on steroids. It's looked really good. It should get a cool match pick here with its classic sprites. LOTM, do you think that's enough that people should actually be going against their bracket and picking Mario for the upset here?
I think Mario definitely has a chance, but it has a weakness that was kind of neutralized in the last match, which is that it was never released in Europe, to my knowledge, which yes. Chrono Cross was also never released in Europe. So I think in Europe, Resident Evil 4 is going to win easily. You know, it's a strong game. I think it's... Is that a game that usually does pretty well with a night vote, that does well in Europe in general?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think it's close enough that that's probably going to win it for Resident Evil 4. But again, you're right. It didn't look that great against Metal Gear in the last round. Only won 55-45. This is Metal Gear Solid 2, which is, we're pretty sure, I think, the third strongest game in the series. But yeah, like, this isn't a clear pick, as you said. Mario RPG definitely has a shot.
Yeah, I did think RE4 would be a little bit weaker this year, and that's one of the reasons I didn't take it to the Final Four. Initially, I thought this is RE4's to lose, and then I said, you know what? I think it could get upset earlier. Its performance against Final Fantasy X in Game of the Decade really hurt my faith in the game, because I had thought that was going to be a pretty good one, and X won easily, and then we saw, you know, that was not exactly huge this year. So I do give Mario a real shot at this, and I actually considered this in my bracket because I felt like nothing was really going to challenge Mario to this point in the bracket, which ended up being correct. But I didn't go with it, and I still don't quite buy into it. I think it'll be close. It'll make up a big chunk of that 57% from paper, but I don't think it quite closes the gap to get it done.
Yes, I still favor RE4, and I say that because I still don't think Super Mario RPG has gone against a strong enough game to consider it. Like, it's been strong, but it's gone against Chrono Cross, which, while it has done, like, good this contest, I still, you know, it's Chrono Cross. And then first round, who did it go against? Fuck, I forgot.
Oblivion,
yeah, which, like, some people thought maybe, but, you know, I don't think it's gone enough. It has the credentials of, like, going enough strong games to say it could be RE4. It's possible, and RE4 has lost power, but I still would give it to RE4.
Yeah, to recap, it got like 54.5% against Oblivion, which looks pretty decent these days. Well, we don't have a good read on Fallout because of Undertale, but Skyrim definitely had a lot of strength.
Yes.
Not that Oblivion was ever going to be at that level, but it should have been good. And then it did 57% on GTA 5. Well, that's, who knows? I mean, GTA obviously down as a series, but it's hard to say how much. So, yeah, we don't have a really great read. All right, so we feel pretty confident in that one at least. So let's finish up with final segment, and that is stars and turds from the last week. So starting with Skyrim's match, heading down, and we'll try to hit on some of these that we haven't talked about yet. Let's stay positive here tonight. LOTM, why don't you lead us off? What do you have as a star of the last week, aside from the obvious ones in, Pokemon, obviously a huge star for giving it a fight, and then Melee for illegally murdering our hopes and dreams.
Well, I think,
So go ahead with your star.
I think the other star has to be, even though it didn't quite make it, Super Metroid. It just put up such a performance, so exceeded expectations. And if you're looking at today, where, checking the poll, Majora's Mask is still beating Link to the Past, a game that I believe Super Metroid was destroyed by in previous contests, like, several times. And it looks like Super Metroid got a major boost. I think it is definitely a star of this round.
Yeah, to give the update, we're now a little over an hour into the poll. Majora is just under 53%. So it's still holding on. I'm still mostly saying, or assuming a lot of that is a spillover. And I still like Link to the Past, but I'm getting a little more shaky in my confidence. Bane, give us another star.
I guess just Metal Gear Solid 3 for its what the fuckness. Like,
yeah.
It didn't make sense. Like we said before, it just came out of nowhere. And yeah, other, like, Super Metroid would have been my first, but I think Metal Gear Solid 3 would also be another star.
Yep, good choice there. I think a game that looked really good this past week, even though it isn't a blowout in terms of our expectations, was Final Fantasy IX. Up to the number one game on this website, keeping it under 65%. It actually looked really good earlier in the day. I think it was like 62, 63s. And we're like, what is wrong with Zelda? but it pushed it out, but even so, it couldn't hit 65. And compare that to right now, we're seeing that Symphony of the Night cannot keep it under 68. So looking good on 9.
Yeah.
Not that we should be shocked, because the Final Fantasy series overall has looked, well, 6 and 7 and 9.
Yeah.
have looked really good. Some of the others have had their struggles. But I don't know. Some people are saying there's like Zelda fatigue on the site to an extent. Like, our everyday voters are very aware of how often this series wins, and they're kind of going against it. But even so, this is a powerhouse of a game, and 9 looked good in hanging in there pretty well. LLTM, do you have anything else that impressed you this week?
Let me look at the list again. Biggest Symphony of the Night had a pretty convincing win over Donkey Kong Country 2. It was like 62%.
Yep. In terms of percentages, that was the, well, aside from MGS3, which that match never happened. aside from that, and of course, rallies, it was the biggest overperformance. We only had it at like 57%. We thought Donkey Kong, there has to be a limit to how weak Donkey Kong Country could be to win two matches, two really debated matches. But no, that was a little sad for me, just because I've always loved the Donkey Kong Country series, and to see it underneath Banjo, as it turns out, is a little depressing, even though it does help my whole year of the Nintendo 64 theory. Looks a little better after that result, but yeah, good performance from SOTN there. The biggest thing it shows is how weak that whole 4-pack was, but...
Mario Maker.
Well, yeah. Mario Maker would have to be up there for 128th in the final stats. Though rally wonkiness, I don't know what that's going to do with it. But wow. Getting crushed by what ended up being fairly bad fodder is kind of sad. All right, my pick for Star, aside from the big ones that we mentioned, I was really impressed with Link to the Past. We were just talking about OOT kind of struggling to get the job done, and then we thought, is Link to the Past going to have the same kind of situation? We only had it at like 65, went and did almost 71% on a really well-respected game in Dark Souls. Now, Dark Souls is new. It was never going to be a world beater this year. We know how good older games, and especially SNES games, have done. But even taking all that into effect, that was a really strong win for Link to the Past for me. And then we saw in the next match, Majora struggled, OOT struggled, and yet Link to the Past looked awesome. So good on it there. Looks like it hasn't quite carried over the momentum to today. But we'll see what the rest of the day has to say once these Tumblr votes slow up a little bit. All right, so that's good for Stars. What do we have in terms of turds? What really disappointed us? Bane, you can start us out, but you're not allowed to say Mass Effect.
Okay, fair enough. You know, I was debating whether, like you said, like Link to the Past, whether it was that being a start of, or Dark Souls being a turd. So I would say, I guess, Dark Souls. But, I mean, of course, Link to the Past has obvious power. But it was, you know, kind of sad after it came off that, you know, Metal Gear Solid 5, you know, upset. And people were so excited. And then it got just decimated by Link to the Past, pretty much.
And that's another part of my whole what happened with Mass Effect, because people were thinking that actually it was the overall favorite was MGS5 in that match.
Yeah.
And Dark Souls not only won, but won convincingly, so obviously this game has some strength, right? Well, apparently not. 71% for Link to the Past. I mean, granted, LTTP might be like a number 3, number 4 kind of game on this site. But even so, there should be a limit to how weak you are, and that didn't really happen. So yeah, that is a good pick. That was a weird one. LTM, what do you have for turn?
Well, if I'm not allowed to go near Mass Effect 2, I think I'm going to have to go with Ocarina of Time, which failed to break 65%, as you mentioned. I guess there were some explanations for this. People were talking about the match picks in that match, where Final Fantasy IX gets this awesome pick of Vivi with the fire. It looks great, and Ocarina of Time has the kind of this cartoon drawing of Link, and then apparently in the mobile picture, like, you, because he's playing an ocarina, you can't even see the ocarina, and it's like, okay, this. And then also in the actual Legend of Zelda logo, you can read Legend of Zelda, but you can't exactly read which game it is. So there was a theory that on mobile, people might not know that it was Ocarina of Time. I don't know if that's true or not. We've had to kind of give Ocarina of Time a lot of excuses for the past couple rounds, but, you know, Ocarina of Time not living up to expectations, I guess, even though it was still a pretty dominant performance.
Yeah, it was two down results for that game, but it looks like today, at least, it's making up for it in... looks to be on the way to a big win against SOTN. I'm going to go in a different direction, and this kind of adds to my Link to the Past star take, because I feel like Twilight Princess is a little bit deserving of a turn. Not that it did terribly, and it was about what we predicted, but even so, letting a Mario game 57% you when you are not only a Zelda game, but one of the, we consider the big five, like the pillars of strength from the strongest series in this game. Little bit disappointing there. And I actually thought TP was going to do better than most people were thinking when I saw that match picture. Well, we talked a little bit about that last episode, but that's the one where Bowser is like burning Mario. He's jumping away like in that boss fight, which is funny and all, but Twilight Princess had a really good Link picture, and it just felt like it was turning it into Mario versus Link, and that's always been a good result for Link and Zelda. And instead, really nice win for Mario 64 there, and it went on to make that look even more legit by pretty much steamrolling Skyrim. Now, obviously, there was huge rallies during the day in the match that just finished up, but Mario did have like 65% in the early going. That was going to come down a little bit, but he ended up winning with 61%, which is still really good considering all the craziness that happened that day. It's still pretty much like status quo for that series. Bane, anything else here that you want to throw under the bus as... not living up to your expectations? I think we've pretty well covered.
Well, if we want to, I guess, talk about what just happened, same between Mario 64 and Skyrim, I thought Skyrim was going to get more. I mean, Super Mario 64 is Super Mario 64, but I didn't expect it to stay above 60. So I guess Skyrim did not look good that match at all.
When you consider that 80,000 people rolled up on the site who weren't here like 3 days ago. And when you consider that a lot of these outside voters in previous matches went like Animal Crossing over Super Mario World, it doesn't look so great for Skyrim. You would think it would get a larger chunk of those outside voters. Now, the exception is, of course, a lot of those outside voters were Pokemon fans this time around. Versus last time when it was like the Fallout match and that kind of thing. So it makes Skyrim look a little bit better because there was a lot of Nintendo fans coming in. But even so, yeah, you would think Tumblr is clearly not in love with Mario. They killed Mario World. They actually voted Animal Crossing over it. So Skyrim might get an advantage there. And it didn't really take advantage of it. So yeah, I can see that a little bit. LLTM, any other game you want to mention?
I think we pretty much covered it. I guess Resident Evil 4 didn't look great against MGS 2.
Yep.
So, yeah, other than that, I think we've went over most of the matches.
Yeah, it was definite underperformance, and like we talked about, it's enough to even make you question whether it can be... what coming in was not considered at all like a top-tier Mario game. Oh. We had to change our stance on that a little bit because JRPGs are looking good, SNES is looking good, Old Square's looking good. So it's definitely boosted it up.
I will say right now, sorry, just update, Link to the Past did cut on Majora.
Yeah, I saw that. Cut by so, 13 votes.
Yes, but we shall see if that continues. Which it probably yep, will, so but...
Very latest, with the 11,000 votes in, which again is crazy high for this time of night. Still over 52% for Majora's Mask, a little under 53%. So percentage-wise, you'd think it'd be looking good, but as we talked about, I do think it loses votes overnight. And I'm still going to go with Link to the Past here, but I think it will only be like 52% when it gets it all done. Bane, do you agree, or do you think Majora is going to hold on, actually?
Oh, no, I think Link to the Past is going to win. Yeah, it might not be as much. Like I said, I think I had it much higher for Oracle. But yeah, no, I still think Link to the Past pulls it off. And we'll see with this next update if it keeps cutting. And if it's cutting like this early, you know, then we can see how if it can capitalize on those cuts for the rest of the time going forward.
And that next update is going to arrive in just 1 second here. So let's... see what happens. Another cut.
Barely, but yeah.
Lead is right now 586 votes, which you might think would be looking pretty good, but with our huge vote totals,
it's like
that could so easily swing, like razor blade.
And then Ocarina just keeps doing well.
LTM, you said you're thinking like 51% Link to the Past in the end. Are you gonna stick with that, or is Majora actually showing you more?
I think. This Majora, like, winning the start, I think really was a spillover effect. So I guess thank God for this Zelda division between Undertale's division and this really up-in-the-air division of non-Nintendo, non-Square. They could really be kind of thrown for a loop if it had been the third division.
Yeah, that would have been weird, but these were standard enough that it's not changing things up a lot for us.
Yeah.
So I think that pretty much covers it for this week. When SB does listen to this, when it goes up tomorrow, it would be cool to have Melee match and Undertale match on their own days.
Yes, it would.
But on the other hand, it's going to be really crazy having them grouped together as it currently is. So I can't hate on them too much because, it should be pretty wild, and that'll be happening in... just a couple days here. So be sure to check that one out. Check on the boards. Give us your thoughts in the show topic, and we'll kind of watch that play out together. So before we head on out of here, LOTM, did you have anything, last thing you want to throw out there?
I am doing a Final Fantasy VIII playthrough topic that I think I've gotten about 4 hours through the game in the past week, and only Leon is reading. But other than that, I don't really have anything to plug.
I think what you should be plugging is what we call the guest curse. Because every time we bring in the users when they're hot, and then they oftentimes within a couple of days have their brackets and their oracles shattered.
Oh no. So
that was my secret plan all along. I actually need to win some money out of this contest. So, you know, going to break your bracket apart, get me ahead of you. Maybe me and Yo can finish like 3 and 4 and get some big money this year. Bane, anything to plug before we head out?
I guess the Discord chat, we're always, you know, happy to have people join, and it's fun times doing the live casts for all this crazy shenanigans.
So if someone wants to get into that room, which they can do from a browser, What would be the best way to get there? Do they need an invite? Is there a specific topic they can search for?
We can create it. Yeah, usually what we've been doing, or actually Steiner's really actually been the one that's been doing it. He like creates a topic and then he posts the link. And I think some of the invites, like they expire after a time, but then you can put like a permanent one. But then he was a little wary because he didn't want like all the new users who come for the contest to invade Discord. So we were trying to make it a way to make it only be like regular people kind of, or at least not crazy. Like we welcome new users, but not like the crazy ones that we've been getting. So it's a little rough right now to, you know, say what, but it'll always be there. And it was made before the contest. The contest just kind of like we benefited from it, but it'll be there after the contest as well. So,
yeah, so pretty cool stuff. There's, I think, when I've been in there, there's been consistently like 25 to 30 people all day. Sitting in there, and then the biggest time is like right before the new matches start. They get a live broadcast going with Nick and Wiggs and some of the guys, and Bane's there, Exla pops in, and so you can get some takes on the contest and have some fun. So if you've never done it, I guess best bet might be to IM Steiner or PM him on the boards, get that link, and you can get in there and enjoy some some fun times in between episodes of the show,
yes,
which sadly we're just about wrapping up. All right, not too much else going on. There's some cool stuff going on with the Guru. We're down to like 40 brackets still being alive, and lots of them are on the line every night. So that's kind of fun to take a look at. My match pick advantage topics are still going up. You can give those a look. And basically, next week, if the current plan holds, we're going to be having an episode right before the final match.
Ooh.
So most likely, Zelda against, I don't know if it's going to be, well, it certainly looks like it's going to be Undertale.
Yeah.
So that could be fun. So we would be doing the episode during OOT, beating up on whatever gets there in the final four, but then heading into the Undertale match. So that would be cool. We can kind of wrap things up and also look forward and see how the match starts. Otherwise, I think we hit on everything we needed to. So
I
think it's time to head on out. So thanks for hopping on the show tonight, you guys.
No problem. It was a pleasure. And an
honor. Great to be here.
Good introductions from the rookie class. We'll have to keep you guys in mind going forward. But that does it. So until next week, this is Endgame and the Show, signing out. Waiting for